Our final speaker is Dr. Sawson Jabri. Dr. Jabri is the chair of the public relations of the NGO Syrian Expatriate Organization and the manager of public relations for the Union of Syrian Medical Relief Organizations. She's done these two roles for 2 years. Her major interest is in addressing the impacts of the ongoing Syrian crisis on public health, infrastructure, and services in Syria to raise awareness of the near collapse of the health system and to present feasible methods to alleviate the medical crisis.
Thank you. I have no conflict of interest to address. Where's it going? Enter? Okay. So basically, let me just like wrap up background of the Syrian crisis. It's an ongoing conflict since March 2011, started peacefully and turned into a conflict, armed conflict. The MSF, the Doctor Without Border, Christopher Stock said, the most basic level of health care is no longer available in vast area of the country. Now I will have some facts about what's happened there. Public health system in Syria is near to collapse. More than 80% of hospitals in the stronghold areas, the strong fighting area I'm talking about, have been destroyed. Of the 1,900 health centers, 30% are damaged, and of the 12 large government hospitals in Aleppo, 6 had closed. More than 70% of medical professionals have left the country. In Aleppo, which is the second largest city in Syria, we have only 36 doctors of the 5,000 doctors who were working in Aleppo before the crisis, which make one doctor for every 70,000 people. Severe shortage of major subspecialty, especially surgicals and also the diagnostic technology, like CT scan, endoscopy, MRI, pathology, and blood transfusion. More than 90% of pharmaceutical plants are damaged or closed. Most of those are located in the area of the strong fight, which is the rural Damascus and Aleppo suburb and Homs. Now, with the stop of vaccination program, the national vaccination program, we are encountering now more and more reemergence of infectious disease epidemic. We have encountered measles, polio, tuberculosis, typhoid fever, scabies, and leishmania. According to the most recent report, in July 2013, up to 60% of public hospitals, so this is all across the country, have limited or no capacity. There's an acute shortage in transportation for patients of urgent need. 78% of the ambulances have been damaged, 52% out of service. Today, accessing medical care is a life-threatening situation, endanger the one who seek it. Handicap International has called the Syrian conflict a highly disabling crisis, with a large number of amputation and double the ratio of the spinal cord injury than seen ever in any other crisis. When I'm talking about casualty, there is, like, according to the union I'm working with, there is each month we are encounter 30,000 wounded seek ER and trauma department. In general, this is according to WHO, we have at least 300,000 people injured, many of whom will almost certainly experience permanent or lifelong disability. This is just a quick, images of Dar al-Shifa Hospital in Aleppo damaged by airstrike last year. This is another hospital also by airstrike. This is the only working hospital in the city of Raqqa. And this is, again, damaged in one hospital. Now, with the recurrent damage of the medical facility, we have to find alternative. The alternative came as field hospital, makeshift hospital. This will fill a gap with the increased demand. Currently, there is 80 field hospitals across the country, 24 of them in the northern border of Turkey. with Turkey, I'm sorry. The field hospital can be categorized into three major categories. The first one is fully equipped and can perform the surgical operation. The second one is limited capacity, so it's like minor injury and no follow-up, no rehabilitation. The third one is like mobile paramedic. This is what look like the field hospital inside. Now, since we are talking many about or more about the trauma and injury, we are forgetting that the silent killer in Syria is a chronic disease. The diabetes claimed for 3% of the total death in Syria in 2008. With this number is expected to be sharply increased with the current setback on the ability of the medication and management program. Insulin and oral hypoglycemic medication are hard to find and highly expensive. While the number also of new cases of cancer in 2011, 23,000, they are struggling now with how to find anti-cancer therapy. Due also to a shortage of medication, we are expecting a lot of a chronic disease to interrupt their treatment. It's estimated that more than half of those chronically ill have been forced to interrupt their treatment. According also to the union I'm working with, there is now 70,000 cancer, 5,000 dialysis patients are not receiving the treatment they need. According to the United Nations, now estimate that over 500,000 Syrians will require chronic disease treatment for the remainder of 2013. Of this figure, more than 400,000 Syrians alone are expected to require diabetic treatment. According also to WHO, 40,000 juvenile diabetes patients are not receiving their treatment. Now, also, I have to focus a little bit about children. The most recent update of the number of the death toll in children, 11,800 deaths. Now, the national vaccination program, we know that it stopped or collapsed. The percentage is like went down from 95% before the conflict to 80% in the first quarter of 2012. And now it is 45% of the one before the conflict. There are a lot of vaccination programs completely stopped, especially in the stronghold area and the area of besiege. This had led to emergence of childhood disease again, epidemics. The impact on children is like also we have to focus on the psychological aspect of the post-traumatic syndrome. According to UNICEF, humanitarian agencies on the ground are dealing with increasing number of refugee children with injuries or profound mental trauma caused by the conflict. This is, again, a targeting children by sniper is a nightmare there. This is Ola. She was on swing, and she fell down from the swing. They found that there is a bullet in her brainstem. Again, more than 1 million child in the refugee camp, no home, abandoned school, and uncertain future. Children education had been interrupted. According to UNICEF, said only 15% of Syrian children are still in school inside the country. Lebanon estimates that it will be hosting more than 500,000 school-age children refugee by the end of this year, and this is far more than the number of Lebanese children in the country's public school system. Since I'm talking about children, I have to focus on the outbreak, and we can understand it from different aspects: overcrowding, poor sanitation, deterioration of water supply, and the stop of many of vaccination programs. The first one encountered is like measles epidemic. At least 7,000 cases of measles occurred in the northern Syria. And while it's not with high mortality, it's absolutely with complication. According to the one we saw in the Union, it's like 1523 by the end of June 2013. The most numbers came, like the majority came under 5 years of age. And the morbidity came largest, like 43% of the total morbidity have been in Deir ez-Zor province. This is again showing that Deir ez-Zor is leading in morbidity. Polio epidemic now is the most recent one. Total number, according to the Union and the WHO, 29 official confirmation from Turkish Health Authority. With respect to the 6 collected stool specimen from the patient. The challenge now is how we can apply a mass vaccination across the country. Now, in only Deir ez-Zor, which is the 29 cases there, we have to vaccinate 100,000 children under the age of 5. This is the area which is affected by the polio. The other challenge is now, with some 4,000 Syrian refugees leaving the country daily, immunization campaigns are also planned to the neighboring country, where there may be gaps in coverage. This is what said Rosenbauer said in WHO. Again, the challenge is the mass immunization to Syrians and to the refugee camp and to neighboring country. The other epidemic we encounter is leishmania. Approximately 100,000 people have been infected by leishmania in the past 2 years after the civil war happened. Now, compared to the endemic situation, which is 3,000 to 4,000 cases. The impact on women's health, also we have to mention it. According to the MSF, among pregnant women, we are encountering more miscarriage and preterm delivery. We have also, due to difficulty reaching hospital, there is increased trend in giving birth in home with the assistance of midwives. Emergency section became a challenge. Lack of anesthetic, lack of medication, oxytocin, and hemorrhage and complication can be encountered more than before. Margie Middleton, a midwife working for MSF, has recognized that I was completely taken aback by the complete lack of attention to women's health. The priority all the time is about like wounded and for injury. However, pregnant women is an immediate need also. Rape is like also was massive rape crisis in Syria, all across the war-torn country. Rape has been reportedly used as a tool of control, intimidation, and humiliation throughout the country. This is according to Women Under Siege, which is showing that sexually crime is the largest one is rape. While it's not all the time fatal, for sure it will traumatize the nation. Again, this is the consequences of the rape. You can see that death is the major one as a consequences. The disabled, while I can say that the disabled are the invisible victim of the Syrian conflict. It's hardly to estimate because they are dispersed in the community. However, we can look at it in different way. They are losing their lifelong supporter, mostly family member, lack of necessary technical assistant equipment, lack of trained professional personnel, and damage of the spinal of the special need medical facility. In 2012. In December 2012, many psychiatric hospitals in Aleppo have been bombarded, causing staff to flee and leaving patients to fend for themselves, making them easy target to snipers. The few psychiatric facilities that remain open, such as Dar al-Ajizi, face a chronic shortage of food, water, and medicine. Now, starvation, it's hit the country widely. 8 million people are facing, which is one-third of the country, are facing chronic hunger, malnutrition, undernourishment. We have 2 women and 4 children aged between 18 months to 7 years died because of starvation in September 2013. It added like that, 15 other children are in intensive care unit. More than 15,000 residents in the eastern wood of Damascus, outskirts Damascus, are facing starvation and deprived of their need. The use of chemical weapon back in August 2013, Dr. Damascus area hospitals scrambled often in vain to save the lives of Syrian civilians brought to the hospital full of foaming mouths and confusion. In just a couple of hours, we lost 1,400 people, 426 of them are children. In just a couple of hours, the doctor there used 50,000 ampoules of atropin. This is area, attacked by the chemical weapon. The consequences of chemical weapons is very hard to estimate because this area is still under tight siege. There's nothing going in, nothing going out. So the detoxification for sure not happen. It's hard to estimate. The good thing about it, about this tragedy, is the risk communication. I can assure, like, I was minute by minute with people inside this area, targeting people, how much the deaths, how much what's happened, how we can help, how we can spread the news. The environmental health is additional dimension. The use of internationally prohibited weapons, including chemical weapons, in addition to the daily shelling and bombardment, had led to accumulation of pollutants, and it's still hard to estimate. Syrian military forces also carried out several airstrikes on the main water pipelines in the major city like Aleppo. I'm sorry. And risking millions of people to infectious disease and epidemics. The infiltration of different pollutants and toxicants into groundwater is also degrading it. Now, drought is already in Syria and headed more during this conflict. The death toll of doctors inside Syria, we have 149. 44% of them have been, the death was attributed to shooting. Vital work have been done in Syria. Syrian doctors in country established local committees and coalitions to organize the healthcare in their area. Each city now has one or two elected committees replacing the missing healthcare authority. Example, we have Aleppo Medical Committee, Duma's Medical Union, and the Union of Idlib's Free Doctors. This is now some of the statistics came from Aleppo Medical Committee showing the surgery they are doing there. There are a lot of organizations are taking care of what's happened inside Syria and trying to extend their help. In U.S., we have the Syrian American Medical Society, we have the Syrian Expatriate Organization, and the union is the umbrella that cover all of them. Help to build a new hospital and to replace the destroyed one. The union coordinates the statistical work with the Assistant Coordination Unit eWarn system. These are the average monthly number of surgery by the union hospitals is 1,997, with a monthly cost of 264,000 plus. If I distribute it by region, still Damascus take the lead in the region, in the occurrence. Bab al-Hawa Hospital, which is the largest hospital in the union, has been seen 935 injured persons in June, and it is 1,283 injured persons in July. Both of them are the majority attributed to sharp nails. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you. Do you have a couple of questions? What is your question?